Drumming, music and rhythm are an important part of West African culture, and that's exactly where I come from in this world, West Africa. Now, in a bid to boost cultural awareness, students from regional and remote areas of New South Wales are getting a lesson in the basics of West African drumming. Hannah Sinclair reports.
It is a Thursday morning and the school hall at Wallandilly Public School in the New South Wales regional city of Goulburn has been taken over by percussion instruments. An energetic, enthusiastic teacher has taken centre stage. Yakumbai was born in Dakar, Senegal, into a family of griots, or storytellers. A professional musician, he now visits hundreds of schools as part of the New South Wales Department of Education's West African Drumming Program. The aim is to teach kids the basics of a beat, along with the cultural differences between Australia and Yakumbai's home country. A drum teacher, he says, it is an exciting job.
For me, I think to learn something different to your culture is very important. Learn another culture is like to challenge yourself. That's why people are traveling. You know, you don't travel, you never know which country is the best. So you don't learn some country's history, you don't know what the history are.
The beats get more complex as the day's workshop goes on. These students from years 4 and 5 admit it is not easy in more than one way.
It hurts your hands, but it's not hard, but it hurts your hands.
It was a little hard to understand at first, but you got used to it. The way he spoke.
The state's Department of Education provides the equipment, including djembes and other percussion. Educators like Catherine Gilholm, an initiatives officer with the department, say for some students, it is their first exposure to a new culture.
A lot of schools don't have the physical resources. They don't have a set of djembes that for everyone that wants to perform to play. But we've done a lot of workshops out, in very small, remote areas, and they have adapted the skills that they've learned in these workshops to use sort of like a stomp-like repertoire. So they use desks and chairs and garbage bins, and buckets are also very popular, and use the rhythms and the repertoire and perform those on those sorts of more readily accessible items.
Part of the aim is to impart confidence and concentration. A tour of southern New South Wales finished up in Goulburn, but schools statewide are being encouraged to try to get involved next year. Yakumbai says many students take away important lessons from the program.
I have had kids like coming to me and said, "You really make my day. I learn a lot. And I learned something I never knew. I wasn't think African people will have food to eat, because this, like, people have that spirit, you know, think, because that's what they see on TV, different things, you know. Or I learned a lot about African culture, blah, blah, said something, which is makes me feel proud."